and a community connection on the way next, brought to you this morning by Tallgrass Motors and also My First Baptist Church. Opportunity to talk a little bit of politics this morning with candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Andy Coleman. First of all, good morning, Andy.
Hey, thank you so much, Charlie, for having me.
Yeah, I'm always happy to talk with you, and I guess I will say those of others that are running with the intent of November 2017, unless something happens that might make it earlier. I think it's fairly common knowledge that Congressman Bridenstine is among the list of people being considered for the top job at NASA.
So that's right.
Something could happen sooner.
Yeah, I can't tell you if I'm in a sprint or a marathon, but I'm content to run either way.
Okay, well, it's important that it is a race regardless.
So, that's right.
But you may have to speed up. We'll see how it all works. A couple of things recent as far as, I'll say, news on your behalf. It was roughly 10 days ago that the announcement came out that you signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, and let's just talk about that, what that means, and what it means, first of all, to you, and then also to the voters.
Yeah, so I think this is one step that I could take to clearly mark out where I stand on some issues, especially taxes. So it's a pledge to the voters, the families here in Oklahoma's 1st District, just to say that if elected, I would not vote to increase marginal tax interest rates. So I think that's the right thing to do for Oklahoma. I think that's the right thing to do for our country. I think that's just going to what's required to keep us competitive and kind of a pro-growth stature. So,
okay, first of all, thank you very much for signing the pledge. Mm-hmm. I want to delve into that just a little bit further in that the president would like to see the tax structure modified overall.
Yeah.
Several proposals are out there, and I'll let you talk about what proposals you may or may not favor. But since it's possible that you could be in a shorter race than November of next year, mm-hmm. I think it's important that we at least talk about what might happen. I realize you can't commit to something today because we don't know that something would come forward immediately, but mm-hmm. If the tax, let's say we were to compress things in the number of brackets or change something else tax-wise, no increase, that's great. What else would you do?
So I support those reductions in the interest rates for the taxes. I think that's going to only be healthy. I think it's good for jobs and for growth in our economy. What I would take a close look at is the border adjustment tax, just because I have some concerns on what that could do as far as our trade mm-hmm. and jobs. So
it's kind of a two-edged sword.
Yep.
In one sense, I think there is the tendency to say, well, they're charging our exports, and therefore turnabout's fair play. On the other hand, the other side of the coin is that it does change the entire price structure for those of us that are buying those goods.
That's right. So I would take a very close look at that.
Okay. Compressing the number of brackets from, that could, again, change the tax structure quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'll say is I'm all for the reduction in interest rates, and I'm also for tax simplification.
Yeah.
I love answering questions and such as, why can't this be simpler? Why can't this fit onto a single piece of paper? Some even point out, why can't this fit onto something the size of a postcard? I'm like, that's great. Anything that we can do to simplify, streamline that, and make it easier just for families and businesses to comply and keep costs down.
Yeah, and that, of course, I know Congressman Bridenstine has commented, and I may have the numbers wrong somewhat, but he commented roughly a year ago that it was, and I think he said something in like 30 in the House that are in favor of the flat tax and about 30 mm-hmm. in the House that are in favor of the fair tax,
mm-hmm.
and some of the other proposals had various supporters as well, but
yeah.
No particularly momentum for any one of the other capital plans at that time.
That's right. I'm encouraged that there's so many that are at least looking at aggressively changing our tax posture. I tend to align more with the flat tax for a variety of reasons. One is I just am concerned with the 16th Amendment still floating out there. If you went to a fair tax, I'm concerned that you could have a fair tax in addition to an income tax, so kind of a double-dipping effort by the federal government. So that's one of the reasons that I'm inclined to just shape it with a flat tax, keep those tax rates low, but even. So I think that's a big step in the quest for simplification.
Okay, well, we'll hit that a little bit harder if and when it becomes necessary.
Yeah.
You've been gathering your campaign staff together, and mm-hmm. I know that the names are starting to come out, and as you are out in the communities that you are talking to, some of those names may be familiar to people.
Well, perhaps. I've been able to work closely with my new campaign manager, Kaylee Long, who I can't express how impressed I am with her. She's very sharp. She's from here in Oklahoma, so she knows the lay of the land here, but has also worn a number of different hats, has experience with a whole bunch of U.S. Congressional and U.S. Senate races. So very grateful for what she brings to the team, and we're really blessed to have her on.
It's always nice to have a campaign manager that knows what it takes to win an election.
Yeah, that's right.
And particularly if they know the lay of the land in the first district, or for that matter, the third or fifth district, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. We're not entirely homogenous, but we're more alike than different across the state. So.
Yep, that's right.
As far as some of the other people that you are working with, and I know that the announcement was made, again, about a month ago, I don't remember exactly, and in the past, Dr. Piper at Oklahoma Westland has said Oklahoma Westland does not take positions,
that's
but
right.
As a private individual, he can, and he did support Congressman Bridenstine, and mm-hmm. apparently has lent his endorsement to you.
Yes, and I am profoundly grateful for that. I think so highly of Dr. Piper and just the bold conservative voice he has brought, not just to our state, but to our country. So to have his backing means a lot to me. Yeah, and he did back Jim Bridenstine, and I think Jim's just been a solid conservative voice for Oklahoma, which is what we need. Because I don't think we can be complacent just knowing that we have majorities in office. There's still the need to advance the conservative banner, and Jim's done a good job of that. I think Dr. Piper recognized that. And so to have Dr. Piper coming in behind us means so much.
Well, and of course, it is a multi-candidate race. So mm-hmm. again, for him to come out relatively early in a campaign, unless again something happens mm-hmm. to accelerate that November of next year date, that's got to be encouraging for you.
It's encouraging and it's humbling. Yes.
Looking at some of the other things that are out there, again, just for those that maybe haven't heard some of our earlier conversations, you're a military veteran. Mm-hmm. You currently work with Voice of the Martyrs, and in the past have traveled extensively worldwide.
That's right. I think if you look at my life has been one of service from when I was a very young man till today. I graduated from the Air Force Academy, served as an intelligence officer in the Middle East, including Baghdad with the Army, even though I'm an Air Force intelligence officer.
Yeah. That co-location has always been important.
Yes.
I spent a lot of my time with TAC Air Support Group, so I understand yep. that ROMAD mission, forward air control mission, and the military co-location has only been strengthened as former Air Force bases become joint bases.
That's right.
And everything
mm-hmm.
else. And for those of us that served in a different time, it's baffling why that all happened, but it has happened, and that's great.
It has, yeah, but it's been a joy to serve in that role. I believe I'm the only veteran that's going to be in this race, so I think that's significant.
For our country, I'm sorry that you're the only one. But
well, it's one of the things that I've had conversations with a number of people, and they recognize that there's just fewer and fewer veterans sitting in these seats, and for some that's meant a lot. They just deeply feel that we need as many champions for veterans as possible.
And I think that's something that many people will see as a qualifying factor for you.
Yep. So.
Also, the president is abroad today.
Yeah.
Landed in Israel early this morning.
That's right.
And I believe in the past that's one relationship that you have talked very favorably about.
Yes, of course. I see Israel as our strongest, clearest ally in that region. So I have no problems being a full-throated advocate for closer ties and strengthening those ties, which have been frayed over the last decade. So I think that's so important. And yeah, there's a lot of issues going on right now. It'll be interesting to see what plays out during this trip. I support moving the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, which I know President Trump has talked about in the past. And I think that's the right thing to do. We'll see if it plays out on this trip.
Okay, I will see how it all plays out as well. It will be an interesting trip. So mm-hmm. we'll take a break and continue talking with Andy Coleman. He is a candidate for the first congressional seat being vacated by Congressman Bridenstine. Bridenstine, in case you missed it, has chosen not to run. He made a pledge early on that he would serve no more than 3 consecutive terms. He's done that and is stepping aside in the tradition of the citizen legislator. And we will continue with Andy Coleman coming up in just a moment.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with a large dealership is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Continuing our time this morning with candidate for the 1st Congressional District, Andy Coleman. And Andy, I know that any candidate has certain issues that they speak very well on, although questions can come out of any field of inquiry when you're out talking with people. And, we're still, as far as I know, more than a year away from election time, so not a lot of appearances before groups yet, but you're out there getting your name out, talking with people, shaking hands, right?
That's right. We're busy out there just making sure people are getting familiar with who we are and what we're representing, and that's gone very well. I think my conservative views dovetail with the families of Oklahoma. I think my background of service has played well. I think my military service has played well. And you know what? Families in Oklahoma take their faith pretty seriously by and large. So when they find out the work that I've been doing in the Middle East to help the persecuted church with Voice of the Martyrs, the risks that we've taken as a family, I think that's meant a lot to them as well.
And I have no doubt that sooner or later we'll see the rest of the family now that school is getting out. And I'm sure places such as, and I don't know if you're going to be there or not, Sunfest has a great candidates corner. Yeah. I probably expect to see the family out there sometime that Friday, Saturday, or Sunday.
We'll be out there. And a number of people have had the chance to meet my family, which is always fun for them and for us, honestly. And you're right. I mean, summer's right upon us. I cannot believe that my kids are getting out, and especially my oldest, that I'm going to have somebody going into high school in my family. That's crazy, but
well, good
that's
luck.
Where we're at.
life gets tough from here.
Oh, boy.
We tend to say the family themselves are off limits. You're the candidate. They're just along for the ride. On the other hand, without their support, without their encouragement, and to a certain extent without their presence on the campaign trail, something's missing, and we notice it.
Yeah, so there's a balancing act involved with that. I mean, that's stewardship is a big deal to me. When we're talking about our economy, a proper stewardship over our economy is a big deal. Our debt, where we stand at $20 trillion, that's not responsible. And it's because it impacts our kids, our grandkids. They're the ones that are going to be left with that tab. So in a way, my family represents a stewardship responsibility that I have right now. I better be taking good care of my family, being a good husband, being a good dad. So it is. I see it as important for people to be able to see that as well. But yeah, at the same time, it is concerning to me the potential for attacks to be upon them. So for listeners out there that are prayer warriors, I'd certainly lift up that up to you. If you want to lift up my family and just provide some prayer covering over them during this campaign season, I would be grateful.
Okay. Well, looking at particularly from a family or conservative viewpoint, there will be questions about the national debt.
It's
something that obviously the past administration, it's no surprise, it's documented. I'm not talking badly about them per se, but over the last 8 years, national debt has grown tremendously.
You know what? It's absolutely awful, and I will speak more to it more pointedly. I see it as a moral failure. It amounts to intergenerational theft, taking money from future generations to pay for things that we really perhaps shouldn't be paying for today. And not only that, it's worse than that. We're borrowing money from countries that don't have our best interests at heart to pay those tabs and park debt on our kids. And it's also a national security vulnerability. It puts us in a precarious spot and towing the line for those countries that hold our debt. It's not a good spot to be in. I don't see enough candidates or currents representatives speaking with a sense of urgency on this, because we're really in a critical, precarious position as a country.
You mentioned national security, and I think just because I know your background in the military, and particularly in the intelligence community, that's something that just becomes more second nature to you than many candidates, right?
Mm-hmm. I think that's true. The way I've been describing it recently is just kind of a focus on comprehensive national security. Sometimes that's as simple as applying the rule of law to our immigration status, perhaps, to sanctuary cities, to enforcing security on our borders. That's just enforcing the rule of law. Another aspect of that is just making sure that our armed forces are as supported and equipped as possible, because we have high expectations of them. And other times, it's making sure that America's decisions, foreign policy decisions playing out on the other side of the planet make sense, that they actually advance American interests and that it's wise for us to be involved in.
National security also involves protecting the nation's secrets. From Bradley Manning, that was his name at the time, to the most recent leak out of the Trump administration, we have had a lot of people who shouldn't be talking to people that should have been talking to. What can be done legislatively or even as executive branch policy to curb some of that inappropriate communication?
Well, it's really, it's gotten kind of silly over the last few years, and it seems to only be accelerating right now. I think we have a real problem with employees in the federal government who are essentially using leaks in a weaponized fashion. They're doing it intentionally to hurt current initiatives, perhaps to hurt this administration. So it's politicized, it's ugly, it's nasty, and I think it really has to be nipped in the bud.
So you see a difference policy-wise, and I believe, not trying to put words in your mouth, ethics-wise, from, I'll say, good white hat whistleblowing to something that is more politically motivated.
Yeah, I think what we're seeing right now is very politicized, it's very intentional, and it's intended to achieve certain ends, and in many cases it seems intended to frustrate this current administration.
If elected, I don't know how the assignments would flow, but it's conceivable that you, because of your military background, you could be assigned to one of the defense-related committees.
And I would welcome that opportunity. Anything that involves foreign issues as well, that would be attractive. But here's one of the things that I want to do if I'm elected. I want to have a conversation with the families here and get a sense of what is near and dear to their hearts, what is a priority for them. And I would certainly want to take that into account as well.
Well, we certainly have a lot of facets to our Oklahoma economy. And looking at Senator Inhofe with his background on energy and infrastructure and some of those committees, it makes sense to, again, have somebody on the House side looking at the same viewpoint.
That's right. So
we are still about 3 minutes out of time, or before we're out of time. And I know there are probably a lot of issues that I have not touched upon. What's on Andy Coleman's heart this morning?
Well, I just, I am passionate about our constitutional liberties. Like we talked about, the economy, just securing our economic footing as a country and national security. But the constitutional liberties is something that I think we also have to be very intentional about standing up for. Right now, it seems like there's a lot of fires flaring on college campuses. I'm really concerned with where things stand constitutionally there. So I just think that there needs to be a stronger voice speaking out on those efforts and really agitating for relief for students that are attending these schools.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, you can choose to comment or not. Over the weekend, a large walkout at something that students at Notre Dame, you would think, having worked at least 4 years to a degree, would actually sit through commencement and turn their tassel.
Well, for Mike Pence, that's what you're talking about. When they walked out on Mike Pence, I just think that they embarrassed themselves doing that. Mike Pence is a gentleman. He's an honorable person. So to do something like that, I think just I think it's just going to come back right on their own heads. So, yeah.
You're going to be out and around. I mentioned opportunities like Sunfest, where they have an opportunity for people to talk with candidates. Mm-hmm. Anything that we can talk about that is about a public event that people can come meet you, shake your hand, and do a more in-depth questioning maybe than what I asked, because I don't know what's on their mind?
Sure. I think we're going to be at Patriot Fest coming up before too long.
Okay.
People can always go to my website at andycoleman.org. We'll post some events there, but they can also reach us through that website, and I'd be more than happy to set up an event just for particular groups that would like to come together, small groups. I've done a number of those throughout the district, and I just introduce myself and answer questions.
Okay, and of course, any campaign works on campaign financing.
That's right.
And if people would like to make their voluntary contribution, they can do that through your website.
Absolutely, andycoleman.org. That's Andy, C-O-L-E-M-A-N.org. Donation button's right there, also instructions for a check. So yeah, we'd be profoundly grateful for those contributions as well.
Okay, well, thank you, sir.
Thank you for having me.
Your time this morning and informing the voters on the issues as they relate to the 1st District. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Charlie.
Candidate for the 1st District, Oklahoma House, it is Andy Coleman. He is running as a Republican. If you'd like to find out more about him and his candidacy again, you can go to his website and find out a whole lot more. And as we publicize some of those events, stop by, ask him and other candidates for election, the questions that are on your heart. That's the Community Connection this morning, brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tallgrass Motors. News on the way next from the ONN.
From the ONN, I'm Sean Carey. The state legislature worked into the weekend.